You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by the MLB.com Shop.
Welcome to MLB.com Extras Toronto Blue Jays. It is Matt Wehmeyer with Jeff Nelson, joined on the phone by Gregor Chisholm, MLB.com Blue Jays reporter. Gregor, thanks for joining us. The Jays in 2014, middle of the pack in the AL East at 83-79. Give us kind of the overall attitude and vibe of spring training right now for Toronto.
Yeah, I think there's this real sense that this team's going to contend. And, I mean, that was the expectation the last couple of years as well, especially in 2013. But it didn't work out either year. But when you bring in guys like Russell Martin and Josh Donaldson, even someone like Michael Saunders, and the emergence last year of some of the young starting pitchers that they've had with Marcus Stroman, Drew Hutchison, guys like that, there's a real sense that this could be a year where they could make some noise. And when you look at the American League East in the past, it's obviously been dominated by the Red Sox, Yankees, and the Rays had their turn at it as well. But there's a lot of question marks for every team in that division this year. So it really does seem like it's there for the taking. And, you know, just based on the names in this lineup and in that rotation as well, I think there's the hope that this is finally the year that the Blue Jays end that drought of the postseason, something that they haven't done since 1993.
Well, Gregor, one of those question marks has to be the bullpen. They, you know, where do they go from it right now? Do they have Brett Cecil as the closer, or do you see them going out in the spring training and trying to make a move to fill that role?
Yeah, there's no question. That's the biggest uncertainty on this team, and it's one thing that I found a little surprising is that they didn't address that a little bit more in the offseason. I think the first answer to that is I think Aaron Sanchez is the guy that's going to end up in the bullpen. They are trying him out as a starter as well, but based strictly on need, I think he's going to have to go into the bullpen. I don't think they have any other choice than that, and that's something that he excelled in last year. I mean, the second half of the year when he came up, he was almost flawless. So, I mean, they're going to have to hope for more of the same. I really think in the end, you know, the Jays say they're auditioning, you know, they're going to consider both Cecil and Sanchez for that role. I wouldn't be surprised at all if this organization ends up going with almost the dual closer role. I think there could be situations where Sanchez will get the opportunity on some nights, Brett Cecil will get the opportunity on some nights, and it's really going to depend on where the lineup is for the opposing team. If you need to get a tough left-hander out in the seventh or eighth inning and there's guys on base with Brett Cecil strikeout numbers, he could be that guy. If you're looking for someone maybe even to come in for a two-inning save, pitch the eighth and the ninth, I think that's where Sanchez could come into the mix as well. So I think that's going to be something to follow, certainly throughout camp, but also during the opening month of the regular season to see exactly how this team decides to go.
Gregor, it seems every year without fail we see freak injuries in spring training, and Michael Saunders might get the gold medal this year. Give us the latest update on him and his injury.
Yeah, I mean, talk about bad luck and freak injuries. I mean, Michael Saunders had to put up with kind of getting the reputation last year being an injury-plagued player, despite the fact that the two prior years he had appeared in at least 130 games, and he was really looking to shed that reputation. And, you know, he reported early to camp, and, you know, before spring training even officially opened for position players, he's shagging balls in the outfield and steps on a soft patch of grass around a sprinkler head and ends up doing serious damage to his left knee. Now, the good news for the Blue Jays is originally he was supposed to be out until the All-Star break, but in the end, they took out the 60% of the meniscus in his left knee, and even though that's a more serious procedure, it actually comes with a shorter rehab time. So he's looking to possibly even make it back for opening day. A more realistic time frame would probably be the middle of April, but the fact that he's going to be around at some point during that opening month is just a huge bonus for this team, because there's not a whole lot of outfield depth within this organization. So they were really going to have to search through a lot of options to try and find an answer there, and Saunders is going to be a big piece of that lineup. The fact that he's going to be ready almost by opening day is just a huge bonus for this overall team.
Well, one of the best, you know, moves that the Blue Jays have made in the winter was Josh Donaldson at third base. How's he fit in so far at camp, and how excited are some of the players like Batista and Encarnacion getting another power hitter in that lineup?
Yeah, and to me, that was the most shocking move of the offseason. I was just really surprised that with 4 years of control left on his deal that Oakland was willing to move him at that point. You kind of expected maybe in a couple of years from now they'd be looking to make that kind of move. But, you know, right time, right place for Alex Anthopoulos to make that move. And when you add him into a lineup that starts off with Jose Reyes, Russell Martin, Jose Bautista, Edwin Encarnacion, and if you have Josh Donaldson as your number five hitter, one through five, I mean, they're right up there with the best in baseball. And I think a big thing for Donaldson, he's obviously coming off two great years in Oakland, but you move him out of that ballpark in Oakland, which, you know, as we all know, balls tend to die there at night. They don't carry very well at all. I think you can expect an uptick in power for him this year as well, because, you know, Rogers Center is one of the most hitter-friendly ballparks in the game right now, and that's something that he could certainly take advantage of. And that heart of the order is going to be very scary for a lot of opposing pitchers.
And, Gregor, of course, the other big-name acquisition of the offseason, catcher Russell Martin. Not only did the Blue Jays bring him in, but they signed him to the most lucrative contract in franchise history. What kind of a message did that send to the rest of the organization?
I think it sends that this team is in win now mode. I mean, you don't necessarily know how the back end of that contract is going to look in year five. But the immediate future is, I mean, this is a team that really is going to need to get a lot of performance out of their young starters, whether it's guys like Stroman, Drew Hutchison, Daniel Norris is on the way, Aaron Sanchez as well. I mean, there's a lot of similarities between Toronto and the organization that Martin joined a couple of years ago in Pittsburgh. And I think first and foremost, they're looking for him to really kind of develop a rapport with the pitching staff. And certainly there's, you know, he's one of the best defensive catchers in baseball. So what they get out of him with the bat, he's obviously got some upside there as well after the last couple of years he's had in Pittsburgh. But first and foremost, I think this was always about working with those young pitchers, working with that staff, because that's really what they're going to need in order to take the next step. They need to get the maximum production out of those guys. And certainly they think that Martin's a guy who can help lead them in that direction.
Well, with all the moves they made last year, I even picked them to win the division. It didn't happen. They had some health problems. You know, the pitching staff didn't go well. And then they did the same thing this year. And on paper, they could be, you know, with Boston, you mentioned the Yankees and others, they could be the favorite in the East. What kind of pressure are they feeling? What kind of pressure is John Gibbons under to win now?
I think there's a lot of pressure inside the organization. I mean, this is really a make-or-break year for everyone involved. I mean, you look at this core that the Blue Jays have put together over the last few years, guys like Jose Bautista, Edwin Encarnacion, they're entering the final year of their contract. There are team options, so they're under control for an additional year on top of that. But, I mean, this is a team that's really tried to make a run for the last 2 years. This is now number three. So if it doesn't work out this year, you'd think that they're probably going to have to make some significant changes, and that could be changes in the front office. It could be a change with the manager. I think everyone's kind of, you know, a little bit on edge when it comes to that kind of thing. So I think that's why there's so many moves are made this offseason with an eye on winning right now, because that has to be the emphasis for a lot of these guys, because if they don't make the postseason this year, I think you could be looking at a completely different organization a year from now.
Gregor, when you look at the starting rotation, you've got the two stalwarts, the two veterans at the top, Mark Burley and R.A. Dickey. But one guy that really intrigues me is Marcus Stroman. His raw talent is there. He's got off-the-charts stuff. Is he a guy that could make that proverbial leap in 2015 to become a bona fide star?
I think he can. And you know, even though R.A. Dickey will probably end up as the opening day starter, I think when it's all said and done, I think a lot of people view Marcus Stroman as kind of the ace of this pitching staff, because he does have that kind of upside. I don't think he'll get the opening day start because they probably won't want to put that kind of pressure on him. But a big change in his development last year was when he added a sinker to his repertoire last year around May. And it really kind of led to him becoming a completely different pitcher. There were a lot of question marks about whether or not he would be able to make the transition to the big leagues, whether or not he'd be able to be a starter as opposed to potentially a late inning reliever. But that addition of the sinker has really allowed him to pitch the contact a little bit more, really increase his ground ball rate. And he's the first one to tell you he's not even remotely close to the same guy he was a year or two ago after the addition of that pitch. And it certainly increased his overall upside, and that's something the Blue Jays saw really from the month of June on last year.
Gregor, what's your opinion on Pompey, the center fielder? Has he cracked this opening day lineup, and what have you seen from him so far?
I think he does. I think it really is going to be his job to lose, and there's no question that's going to be that's a bit of a question mark going into the year, because it's really impossible to know what to expect of him. I mean, this is a guy who started last year in single A, and really only he got called up at the beginning of September last year. He did start for the final 2 weeks of the season, but I mean that's a microscopic sample size. I think that the upside there and is the fact that even if he doesn't give you a whole lot with the bat, he gives you good at-bats, and he's got a lot of plate discipline. So even if he doesn't hit for a high average, beyond base percentage should be okay. And they're going to allow him to hit at the bottom of the order. They know what they're going to get defensively from him. So if he can just get on at a semi-regular rate and really help turn the lineup over for guys like Reyes, Martin, Batista, they're going to be okay with that. But again, when you're talking about someone who really, you know, a year ago was not even really on the radar, you can't really guarantee that you're going to get something in him. But the fact that he does have that advanced approach at the plate, that advanced plate discipline, does give the organization some hope that he could be the answer for them in center.
Our thanks to Gregor Chisholm, MLB.com Blue Jays reporter. For Jeff Nelson, I'm Matt Wehmeyer, thanking you for joining us on MLB.com Extras Toronto Blue Jays.
Visit the official online shop of Major League Baseball at MLB.com/shop for the largest selection of authentic caps, t-shirts, jerseys, hoodies, collectibles, and more. Get your gear straight from the source, the MLB.com shop.